This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, he's just happy for me. I've known him for many years, and he's done a lot of nice things for me over the years. And so it was just a friendly conversation about work and you know, television and ratings. Well, it was pretty exciting, I'll tell you that much. They said, hold please for the President of the United States of America. And, you know, that was about the most exciting thing. Ever.
All right, Trump supporter Roseanne Barr takes some flack from Hollywood because she took a call from the press. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the comedian does support Donald Trump. She doesn't make a secret of that. And she, of course, came back to television after 21 years being gone. The Roseanne show attracted 18.2 million viewers in its return. That's huge, but it's becoming absolutely a political lightning rod. Think of Moses and the Ten Commandments and the commandments being split. That lightning rod, poof, split right down the middle of that set. So a lot of stars came out into the Twittersphere shining bright, including Sarah Silverman, who said she watched at Roseanne on ABC last night and loved it. That familiar feeling of the old, but with comedy and content. So totally this moment, like the angst win in close families over politics. Hope y'all let go of needing art to reflect slash expression. Only what you yourself feel. That's not what art's for. And then, Kamal Nanjimi wrote, Sarah, you know I love and respect you. I believe, these are tweets, I believe who can bring themselves to watch what art is a subjective thing. I can't bring myself to watch a person who mocks teens, whose friends were murdered, who traffics in conspiracy theories that damage our world and reality. Wow. So this is only going to attract more people to the show. And it's just interesting that if you think of comedians, and comedians don't tread lightly around politics. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they get burned by it. But in this case, this show comes back after two decades, and you think of All in the Family back in the 70s and All in the Family where they dove in. And in this case, we'll see what happens with the Connor family as they move along. But certainly with comedians and who's supporting who and all that sort of thing, it did, again, become a moment where the Twittersphere really exploded. Let's put it that way. Speaking of exploding, there are a couple of things that were exploding coming out of D.C. This is nothing new. There's some controversy as well. Show host. And this time it was, no, not me, Laura Ingraham. Somebody sent me an email today asking if I was okay, and it was me, and they were going to defend me, and I was like, what are you talking about? Not that I haven't had to defend and deflect some things, but certainly not recently. But Fox News host Laura Ingraham apologized over a critical tweet. See, everything happens on Twitter. Over a critical tweet she sent out the day before about a Parkland, Florida shooting survivor, and 9 advertisers pulled their spots from her program. So what happened was she said in the tweet, well, in her apology thing, she said any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including David Hogg. On reflection, in the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David. You know, and even mentioned that he's welcome to return to the show anytime for a productive discussion. But it was the initial tweet that had advertisers, you know, saying, no way. And the it's interesting because the, you know, who are the people that that pulled, and they included all kinds of things: Liberty Mutual, Bear, etc. You know, he was, even David was tweeting out for people to contact those advertisers, and so the thing that. The thing that started the firestorm was that she shared a Daily Wire story that reported that he was rejected from four colleges. And she said David was rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it, dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA, totally predictable given acceptance rates, and then that was it. And... then they were off to the, you know, then everything was off to the races. So I think her apology tweet, that was smart, and she was correct about that, inviting him back on and saying it's Holy Week and et cetera, et cetera. But it just goes to show you again those 140 to 180 characters and how they're interpreted, and again, who you go after or what you say. Whew, it is like fodder, baby. I mean, it is fodder. And I say this, and I'll just say this again. I support the Parkland students for anybody who has asked me, because no matter what, here's the thing. I can't imagine when I was at Cherry Hill East High School, I can't imagine crawling around behind desks with bullets flying in a classroom where I was learning, or in the very big high school I went to, running for my life down the hallway with friends grabbing me and then seeing them get picked off like we were in some sort of sick, twisted video game. So I feel for every single one of them, and I applaud their bravery for speaking or marching or whatever they're, you know, whatever it is that they're involved with. Whether you agree with their opinions or not, we live in a awesome country. And as we celebrate the holiest of weeks for many of us, you don't want to shut out the voices. Different voices that are unique, etc., make us the America that we are. I don't want to live in Russia where someone has a boot up my backside telling me what I have to do, and they're pumping in state-run fed media, or China, or any of those kind of places. And since I have been in some pretty scary places, trust me, where they're stuffing ballot boxes and then they have guns to their head, I can't imagine not allowing voices to be heard, even if I don't agree with them or if I do agree with them. Where is the art of conversation? Let's have the conversations. Absolutely. Even if we agreed to disagree. And speaking of Russia, the White House is saying the U.S. will deal with Russia's expulsion of diplomats, because this is the Curiosity show that continues, and that they're saying at this point Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the move to join two dozen other nations and NATO allies in expelling, booting them out, these intelligence officers because of this spy attack that's linked to Russia. So the Western response has been, not on our soil, it's not right. This happened when the former double agent living in England, you know, slumped over and was killed, basically, by an attack. Not basically, was killed by an attack. And this whole idea of a nerve attack or anything else that could possibly happen, and the warnings that are very clear, poisoning this former Russian spy and his daughter with this military-grade nerve agent on British soil. Whoa, come on. I think the president did the right thing there. Odds and Ends coming up next on America Tonight.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. Why? Because it's like that soup you make where you throw everything in it. You know what I mean? Boom. Whatever fits, that's what we stick in there. Because I think in a neighborhood, we're talking about a lot of different things, not always just one thing, even if something else bubbles up to the top. Speaking of bubbling up, Grim de la Grim is with us now. He's on the line. Let's go to him. Hey, Grim, how are you? Maybe he's not. He's there. There you are.
First, to start up, if the dilemma of P equal MP, and it being the dilemma that P does not equal MP, and if I could design and develop a chip, code that, and then have it medically put in my brain, I might be able to keep up with Twitter.
I know, it gets crazy. Yeah, I agree. Oh, the 150, 40, 60, 70 character land of minefields, yes.
Yeah, I've suggested on Twitter how they could just totally dissolve Instagram and Facebook and the rest of them out there. All they need to do is allow a 5-page limit, get the video chat that would be separate, and I don't remember the last. Well, basically, Twitter's going to take over Facebook and whatnot because it's simply allows a one-on-one type conversation.
Right, right. Because you can just put at the person, you can go back and forth, and it's easier, yeah.
Yeah, it just needs to be, 5-page minimum limit to where you can exactly express your point. But right. still yet, anything we express is bound to be overturned. It's bound to the subjects of law, of, you know, the Bible
right.
itself.
Right, right,
right. It's like you mentioned with Roseanne, and how many people out there are taking into mind that she's respecting the office.
Right, and that was her take on that, too. And that's how she felt. That's how she feels about the whole thing.
It's weird between you and me how we're always seem to be on the same playing field, because you start off your show with the very thing I'm calling in about. And the main topic I wanted to discuss with you, the cheerleaders. But still, the same token, show is based off of one principle, left of left, right of right.
Exactly.
Keep open-mindedness out there.
Yes. Yes, why fight? Why not have the conversation? Absolutely.
Keep an open mind. You go down one side, you're going to be radical, and you're going to be stuck on that side. And there's no going to change, you know? I mean, it's like my dad always told me, you like this, if you're extreme to the right or you're extreme to the left, it's not which side you're on, this extremity that'll kill you.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Everything in moderation.
Absolutely. He's right. He was right about that, yeah.
Well, anything you do, in moderation is the best way to go.
Yeah.
Health, eating, drinking, I don't care what it is. Because you'll find out most of the people that live in moderation, even marriages go to the extreme, because they end up telling everybody, well, why did our marriage last our whole lives? Because we were best friends.
Right.
But that cheerleading thing, the Saints cheerleader, and I hadn't caught up with all this, so I hate to really comment too much about it, but I just want to let you know that little girl doesn't live too far from me. She's just right up the road here in Ellisville. And I really need to catch up with what's happening with their lawsuit about them not getting paid enough to cheer in the NFL.
You say that because there has been movement on that, as you know. So the cheerleader you're talking about is Bailey Davis. She's the New Orleans Saint, the former New Orleans Saint cheerleader, and she filed the federal equal, so everybody knows, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. She filed a complaint with them after being fired, and that's helped expose kind of how unfair the rules are for the cheerleaders. And we know that from the previous lawsuits, right? So they're investigating. Yeah, they're investigating all these things that are happening, what's in the handbook, what's going on, and the fact that when you kick in all the rules and they go and they're on the field cheering, they make $10.25 an hour. So she was forced to follow all these rules, but then there was this crazy onus that was all on them, so it was so antiquated. And I think you're going to see a big change with this. And the first legal action that happened, and you know this because you heard it on the show, in 2013 was the lawsuit to get the Raiderettes minimum wage and overtime pay, and they settled a wage theft lawsuit for the cheerleaders for $1.25 million.
Okay. So
yeah. They settled that, and then 2015, the Buccaneers had a lawsuit, too. And their dance team, I think, got like $800,000, something like that, because they came out to $2 an hour is what they were making, which is crazy. So it's good that this is happening because it is so antiquated and ridiculous and, you know, whatever. And then all these crazy rules that don't, it just doesn't make any sense. So, bravo.
But I can go back to the 70s when now first came out. And the thing that arose in my own mind to keep it open-minded is, yeah, but how are women going to deal with men wanting to open the doors for them and you're not going to like it?
Yeah, and you know what? It's so interesting because I don't think chivalry should be dead.
Because, you know, women have to be careful too, because it can come back around and bite womanhood.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, do you want those things? Like you just said, you got to be careful. What are you talking about? And how much are you, how much are you browbeating some of the stereotypes in the situations? I mean, in this case of the cheerleaders, it's ridiculous. The rules and what they were being paid, and then all the insaneness of that, and those teams that are making a gazillion dollars. Give me a break. They were ripping them off. I don't care if it was male cheerleaders. So that's kind of different, but I understand what you're saying. If we're going in a different direction, and then we're talking about, okay, what are with men and women, which is always, you know, the battle of the sexes or getting along, or, you know, where's the line? And it's interesting, Grim, because it's something that I talk about a lot when I speak. People have me talk about being a glass ceiling breaker, because when I wanted to do sports, I was rejected 500 times. But here's the bottom line. A lot of men helped me. And I'm not a male basher, because there were so many men that made things possible for me. My two mentors are men, and they're great. One of them is Roger Blamire, who used to be the VP of the Cincinnati Reds, and they really helped me and gave me my first break. So I think that's navigating now corporate America and gender roles or issues and all of that has become huge, especially with Me Too and Time's Up. And time is up, because there's some things that are just ridiculous, and the cheerleading thing is one of those ridiculous things. And, you know what, again, they were smart to sue, and by the time you split it up with all the people that were part of that lawsuit, it wasn't somebody got $1 million. It was spread out among a whole squad of different cheerleaders. And I think that we're going to see probably more suits over unfair pay and other things that don't jive with what's happening now, or what's happened to some of these cheerleaders. Music means that we're diving out. I'll meet you on the other side. Kate Delaney, we're rocking it. See you then.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To welcome to the show Jimmy Mosley. He's written a book called From the Outhouse to the White House. I love that title because it's so provocative. It really kind of pulls you in and makes you wonder, what's that about? And he's led such an interesting life. Jimmy, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on America Tonight, Kate.
You know, here's the thing. You and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, and I certainly read about your background, and in reading the book, really got a great sense of who you are and what matters to you in your life. And you grew up in a what I call a pea shooter town, but one with a real soul, right? Tell us about your early beginnings.
Well, I started working at a very early age in life. My mom was a great influence. And, you know, just my story, as the way I grew up on that plantation in southern Mississippi, and I felt like my story was noteworthy and it just needed to be told. My name is Jimmy Mosley. I'm a retired Army veteran as well as a retired educator. My second career was a JROTC instructor at the high school level, and I had the privilege of working with kids another 20 years after my first 20 years in the military. And right now I'm pretty active in my church ministry.
You know, here's what's interesting. As far as what the book is concerned, as you said, you thought you needed to get it out there. Explain that. What made you write the book?
I felt that as an educator, I had a connection with my students. I found that over 60% of my students assigned to my ROTC came from a single-parent household. And that was the connection that I had with them. The students were more interested in a relationship than learning classroom subject material. They wanted to know how Army life were, but more about how I had arrived to this stage of my life. And it was a good icebreaker, and it's always a good icebreaker for educators to give the students the opportunity to introduce themselves to the class, but they wanted to know about me. It appeared that my life was something new to them. The students would complete their class assignments in record time just to hear more about my plantation stories. And I had a coworker say to me, he said, man, these kids really enjoy hearing about your life. He said, you need to document some of these stories. And that's what started tugging on me a little bit. And I ran out of excuses. I was just simply out of excuses. And I sat down and said, look, got to do this. I feel that the Lord has put it on my heart. So I got to make it happen.
So you've got to tell us some of these plantation stories. What are some of the stories that you've told and that you tell in the book that you think really resonate with people?
Well, I introduced my readers to extreme poverty. From outhouse to White House, my life actually started on a little shotgun house right outside of Itabena, Mississippi. And that's out there where Mississippi Valley State University is located, in case people didn't know. But in a shotgun house, was like you look right through the front door and you look straight through the back. This house did not have indoor plumbing. So we had an outhouse way out back. And something as simple as toilet paper that we take for granted today. But we had Sears and Roebuck catalog back then, and that was kind of interesting. And I explain a little bit more of that in my book. But there were extreme poverty. There was a lot of racism. A lot of the plantation girls, even my sisters and brothers, you know, for a long time I held some resentment there because I felt like I could have stepped up and did more in terms of protecting them during times of abuse. So that was some pretty hard times there. But my single parent mom, I explained how she used that wisdom that was given to her from God and was able to keep our family together, you know, and I believe that as a people, we can take hate and replace it with faith and overcome those barriers.
Yeah, do you feel that that's what got you through the hard beginnings and what you learned from your mom and your faith?
Yeah, I feel like it was my faith and those are values that she implanted in me as a child. Whether she knew it or not, I was learning from those experiences. Even when it would rain in the little shotgun house, she would have us sit down on a little bench, cover up with a blanket, and she said, don't talk when it's raining because God is at work. And, you know, it was like, okay. And even as an adult today, I find myself when it's raining and I'm thinking about that and I'm saying, well, you know, God is doing his work now. So, you know, I have to really respect that. And, you know, my drill sergeant was the first real man I'm talking about. I wanted to become like this man. And I believe I became this man. And that became more real to me when I graduated from drill sergeant school. Well, first of all, I latched on to Drill Sergeant Wilder, and I started mimicking him. I started imitating him. I started singing like him. I started running like him, and I noticed how his uniform always looked so sharp. And he was the first, I would say, real man that I kind of just latched on to. And I think I mimicked him throughout my military career. And as I went through drill sergeant school, I had 92 of 93 votes, and it was because I had latched on to this guy and just wanted to be a drill sergeant. And I put my drill sergeant hat on, and I was the first to walk across the stage, distinguished honor graduate, got 92 out of 93 votes. And then I said, well, somebody didn't vote for me. And then I realized I didn't vote for myself. So, yes, I feel like God put my mom and put Drill Sergeant Wilder right there to help me out. That way I never use an excuse of not having a parent. And I tell my kids, it's a time out for excuses. Let's not use excuses. Let's go ahead and pursue our dreams and our goals. And I just kind of want to be an encouragement. I believe the stories that I have in Outhouse White House is going to be a great encouragement to a lot of single parent mothers and to a people, because as a people, we're going to have to get it together.
Oh, I so agree with that. And what you just said there, that's what I call a tweetable moment about just stop the blaming. And does it seem like people are, to you, are looking for those excuses, are looking to whine and not just do what you can simply do by embracing life?
Hey, I've seen it throughout the military 20 years, and I've seen it as a 20-year educator, and I continuously see it today. Excuses. And if I can just persuade one reader to just never give up on that dream or that goal and just know that God's always going to put somebody, he's got a ram in the bush, always a ram in the bush. You can look around and, you know, he's always got someone there that's going to kind of help you get over that next hurdle. But just if I can get one reader to just not give up on pursuing that dream or the goal, no matter how large. And you can look at my story as I came from an 8-year-old kid out on the plantation chopping cotton, no shoes, making the same amount of money as my mom. And he took me from that outhouse and led me all the way into becoming the NCOIC of Joint Service Operations at the White House and performing throughout the nation's capital in front of President Ronald Reagan and a few other presidents. And he took me there. And even though there were not many African-American men there, and there was a lot of racism and obscene phone calls, and I'm have to change my telephone number 4 or 5 times a month just to keep the obscene phone calls from going on all night. But God always pulled me through, and I am so grateful today, and I have no resentment for my life, and I just kind of want to give back to this great country.
Wow. What was that like, the White House experience? You described some of it there. Did you ever think you would end up in the position that you ended up in, where you would be in such high regard, really, to be all the way from, like you say, from the outhouse to the White House?
I had no idea. I do know that as a soldier, I wanted to be sharp. I just wanted to wake up early in the morning and just start cleaning the bathrooms and stuff. And even as a private, you know, they would call me out of formation to sing to the rest of the group. And I was mimicking Drill Sergeant Wilder, and it just took me all the way to the top. You know, I was an Army First Sergeant. It just got me to the top real quick. But I had no idea that, you know, it really wasn't work. I'm thinking it was like service, because I'm saying, whoa, man, why would a person want to give up something like this? It was a dream come true for me, joining the military. Man, I just know, you know, it was a God thing. But ending up at the White House is a mystery to me. I know I was overseas, and a recruiting team came by, and they pulled a few guys out. I was going up for the Sergeant Morales Club, you know, good soldiers. And I got interviewed, and I got a letter saying I was accepted to the Old Guard, the 3rd U.S. Infantry Station in Fort Myers, Virginia. And I got selected. But when I got there and I seen, looked around, I didn't see anybody that looked like me. I was like, whoa, man. Okay. So I just started training, and I said, I'm going to be the best soldier that I can be, and I'm going to do this. And I became part of the Presidential Honor Guard and Congressional Escort. So I just started doing things, and I kind of enjoyed going out, you know, doing ceremonies at the White House. And, you know, the Army being the senior service, so you would always be in position over to the right. And then when I became the leader, you know, I got to march all the different units on the White House lawn as NCOIC, our service operations at the White House. I was pretty good at that. So drill sergeant school was, man, it was like easy. I took all the guys telling us, well, let's go outside under the street lights at night, and I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to talk you through it. And I was so tied up in the helping the other guys that was having problems, it got to the point where everybody just kind of recognized me as distinguished honor graduate. And I know that was a God. It had to be a God thing. There's no way I could have did this without God. So I am just so grateful. Some people say, you know, I should hold some resentment toward a lot of the plantation owners and the way their sons used to do, even with my sisters. I talk a little bit about that, and it's broke my heart. There are no justifiable resentment. So I'm just ready to pour back into the religious ministry. And I'm just hoping the outhouse and White House can be a blessing to every human on the planet. I believe it's a message for humankind, not just single moms or people that are looking for excuses. This would be a blessing for humankind. And, man, I just feel that the hand of God is just all over it on every page.
I love it. From the outhouse to the White House, Jimmy Mosley, what a delight to speak with you. And we can tell everybody that you can pick up the book, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me. Indeed, an honor.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Just a handful of days ago that Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer, and I know that that's been a conversation a lot of people are having, that they know somebody who had brain cancer, or, oh my gosh, what is this about, and what kind of surgery do you have, and whatnot. So who better to join us on the show than Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, and president of the Brain Tumor Foundation as well. And we could go on and on about Dr. Stieg's resume, and certainly this is his expertise. Dr. Stieg, I can imagine a lot of people were asking you about Senator McCain. So first of all, what kind of brain cancer was he diagnosed with?
He was diagnosed with what is the most common form of primary brain tumor, which is a tumor that originates in the brain that we see in the glial category. It's called a glioblastoma, and when we think about glial tumors, they're graded on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the worst, and his being a glioblastoma makes it a grade 3. So it's the most aggressive form of glial tumor that we have to deal with as neurosurgeons.
Yeah, and so when we hear that, and we kept hearing the word aggressive, what does that mean as far as surgery is concerned? What's typically what happens?
Well, typically what happens is once a diagnosis is made, then the protocol that we try to follow is an aggressive surgical resection followed by radiation therapy with concurrent chemotherapy. The extent of the resection is obviously dependent upon the size of the tumor and the location of the tumor. If the tumor is in what we refer to as eloquent brain, meaning the visual cortex, the speech cortex, or the motor cortex, then we're limited in regard to the extent of resection that we can perform, because this is a tumor that it's an infiltrative tumor and it sends little tentacles into the normal brain, and there isn't a real boundary. You don't know when you've reached the end of it. So there's a limit to how much we can resect.
Is this typical what you see? Because when, as you know, when he went in, when the senator went in, he was there to just remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's what they found.
It's not the most common presentation for this type of tumor. They are known to bleed, but more commonly they would present with either a seizure or with some neurologic deficit, again, dependent upon where the tumor is located.
Yeah, and when you actually do the surgery, you know, you and I have talked about the kinds of surgery that you can have. You talked about the surgery, of course, where often typically you're awake. In this kind of a surgery, would the person be awake?
Most probably he was not. I have not seen his scans, so I don't know exactly where the tumor is located. That being said, given the approach that they took, I suspect he was asleep and they resected the tumor without him being awake. As we talked about earlier, the only times we really do awake surgery is when the tumor is located in those eloquent areas of the brain.
Yeah, and the reason you and I have talked about that before, the reason is, well, there's a couple factors. I mean, first of all, from the layman's terms, I think it's amazing that you do that, but it's because of speech, et cetera, so you can tell what's happening, right, by what you're doing back to the patient.
Right. The reason for doing the awake surgery is that we want to know exactly where we are in their brain, and while they're awake, we can test the function that we're worried about losing during the surgical procedure. So if the tumor were in his speech cortex or if it was in his motor cortex, we would most commonly do that awake.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things the doctor said is that McCain, with this aggressive tumor, he was oriented, he had good balance, he had no headaches, no seizures, that kind of stuff. And the senator is someone who's had other malignant melanomas removed a couple of times, I guess like three of them. And he gets a lot of these kind of screenings and whatnot. And this was a significant operation, obviously, as you know. And, you know, with the bone underneath the eyebrow had to be removed to do the procedure and then put back. Wow, why? I've never heard of that. That's typical? That's common?
It's a new approach that we use in neurosurgery. We commonly use the term minimal access or minimally invasive surgery. The reason for doing that is the recovery is faster, and he obviously had an exceptionally quick recovery. He was discharged from the hospital within 24 hours. So that's all beneficial for the patient. It also speaks to the fact, hopefully, again, I haven't seen the scans, that the tumor was caught early and that it was small and contained within the hemorrhagic or the bleeding area that they found.
Yeah, one of the things that I read, and also you would know this too, the mortality rate, but one of the things I read is there were some statistics from a study that was done back in 2009, and the study said that almost 10% of patients with that live maybe 5 years or longer. And this is from the American Brain Tumor Association. Again, Lena, looking at mortality rates, of course, who knows, but is that typical too as well?
Yeah, as I said earlier, this is the most aggressive type of tumor that we deal with. We don't use the word cancer because it doesn't spread to other parts of the body.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's in your brain, and as it continuously recurs, the average survival is 14 to 16 months overall. Again, having hopefully caught it early, and if he is a good responder. There are also a number of molecular markers that we use now, and those are predictors for long-term prognosis. So hopefully he has all the appropriate markers and he will respond to the radiation and the chemotherapy.
Yeah, and you said this in the beginning too, with the radiation and the chemotherapy. What's the typical course for that for most people? Because as we're discussing how aggressive it is.
Most people will go, we would wait after the surgery, wait several weeks for the wound to heal because radiation is hard on the scalp. And then it's 5 weeks of radiation with concurrent chemotherapy. And then subsequently the patient will get chemotherapy at regular intervals.
Yeah, you just did a presentation at the annual meeting of the European low-grade, is it glenoma? Glioma Network. And in doing that, the focus there was the early detection. So what's the early detection from the physician's point of view?
What we're trying to look at is to determine the cost effectiveness of getting MRI scans. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, not a full sequence of MRI, which can be expensive and time consuming, but a person could come in at periods in their life, or certainly people that are at high risk. And Senator McCain was at high risk, not necessarily for a glioblastoma, but for a metastatic melanoma, because they can frequently go to the brain. So you would get a quick scan that would help you detect early either metastases or a primary tumor. The major issue is everybody would like to have a scan, wouldn't you, just to make sure that you don't have any problem.
Yes.
But this is very much like mammography, you know, the discussion that goes on with that. I mean, how cost effective is it? Can we afford to scan every citizen in the United States to rule out that they've got a brain tumor when, you know, the incidence, say, of glioblastomas is not really high. It's about 30,000 patients per year.
Yeah, glioblastoma. When we talk about ages and whatnot, this across the board, you can see this in, he's 80 years old, but it could happen at any age, right?
Absolutely. You know, we see them in 30-year-olds, we see them in 50-year-olds, and we see them in 80-year-olds. You know, some people think that we're seeing more of them. It is a slight uptick, but part of the issue is we're all living longer. And, you know, 30 years ago, individuals died of heart disease and lung disease from too much cigarette smoke. And now we're living, and other things are creeping up.
Yeah, wow. And this is, too, and I looked this up to make sure I was right, Dr. Steve, but this is the same kind of brain tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had, if I recall.
It is. Hopefully the difference is that Senator Kennedy's tumor was in an eloquent part of his brain so that they couldn't get what is called gross total excision. And that, again, has an impact on long-term prognosis for a patient, whereas Senator McCain's was in his frontal lobe. That is a more forgiving area. Hopefully they were able to be aggressive and get a complete resection.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk with you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.